Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our good buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, who I'm happy to say is going to be working sooner rather than later. So, Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm going to start canceling some plans now. I was tentatively making plans, well, to get on a an inner tube and just float down the Wisconsin River or the Mississippi. I was planning on maybe a cabin up north. I was planning on maybe headed to Vegas for a little bit. So all that, I'm more than happy to put all those things on hold as baseball is coming back.
Do you think, and I'll ask you the question everybody asked me, you think they get through the season without without COVID and without all the interruptions?
Honestly, it depends which TV channel you watch.
Right. I mean, you're right.
Which sucks. It does suck that we have to view it that way. But whatever's the safest for everybody, I tend to believe that baseball, if you just look at it in just terms of you and I having a beer and just shooting the bull and talking about this stuff, the closed quarters combat of football, man, that's just tough, Bill. It is, because you got your faces right against each other. All right, then you look at basketball, and there's a lot of sweaty dudes, real tight quarters in that paint there. And then you look at baseball, and you can allow some separation in there. I think you can. If it's all about minimizing risk, then if you're comparing everything, well, NASCAR might be the safest of all of them. But then you look at baseball. I think that's next. And to a long story short, to answer your question, I do think they get the 60 in. I do.
We were talking last week about slow starts, and I think you and I discussed this a little bit, but one of the things David Stern said was, this is not a race to the finish, a race to the finish line. I kind of disagree. You can't have, you know, where you go 2-8 in a 10-game stretch, and you can't coddle guys who are not off to faster starts or consistent starts. I mean, I understand guys are going to slump a little bit, but I don't think you can give a guy, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks to try to get it together. I mean, you've got a very short window of opportunity here, right?
You do, and I agree with you. I disagree with Stern's assessment on that. It's 60 games, guys. I mean, you're looking at some of these teams that were really, really bad last year had clips of 60 games in which they were right around 500. And now you got to look at it as out of the chute, let's go. But then you think about there's very few times that when you're interviewing someone, they say, well, you know what, you're right. There's always just this, like, I sort of disagree with that. I went back this morning, as a matter of fact. I was listening to my conversation with Craig Counsell. Just literally, Bill, 24 hours before they shut everything down in the Cactus League. And I was listening to him, and we were getting into the roster makeup of this, and where it rang true for me in going back and listening to that, and maybe when I'm filling in for you in a couple of weeks here, we'll replay that thing. But we really had a nice conversation about the in game, and that's the thing with this roster, is that in game. He's used to that, and I think we're going to see it right out of the chute, as you say, Bill. I mean, immediately. I do believe that with this roster, the way it's configured, you will see some really, really cool baseball in terms of strategy, in terms of matchup, in terms of going with the gut, in terms of, you know, analytics to play a part. Who's hot, who's not. Game one, I think you're going to see that. Who's feeling good? Is it Brawny to ride Pine opening day? You may see that, Bill. And then he comes in the sixth or seventh inning, and he laces a big two-run double. I mean, that's, to me, where this roster, I think, can hit the ground running. And that includes game one. That first series, I just think it says so much about a baseball team, the first 25 games of the year. I believe that. Now, there's anomalies. Last year, the Washington Nationals, I think it's well documented, they were 19-31. Right. Early on, and they end up winning the World Series. But after 25 games, I would have assessed them as, they're probably not going to squeeze into the playoffs. They did, and they did even more than that. They won it all. These guys got to get going. They got to get going quick. Just at least keep yourself in a position. Last couple of years, you're winning a clip of 20-7 rate for the month of September, the last couple of years for the Brewers. If you don't set yourself up to be in the ballpark for that, that may not happen again this year.
I have to admit, the fact that Lauer, Lindblom are both healthy now, everybody's had time to whatever was ailing them recuperate. Lauer was having a hell of a camp before he had to shut it down. Between Woodruff, you're hoping that Hauser gives you what you're expecting. I'm actually pretty excited about the rotation, the fact that they got a couple of lefties in that rotation now too.
Yeah, and we don't know, because we all know that there's going to be more than just five starters in that rotation. So when you look at these guys as it's comprised now, it's going to be mix and match. Brett Anderson, Ray Black is still in the mix to be in that bullpen. But in terms of starters, Josh Lindblom, as you said, Adrian Hauser, Lauer, Lindblom, Peralta, as I'm reading these. Brent Suter, not going to shock me if he doesn't start a game or two in these 60 games. Woody, as you mentioned. So there's a lot of different options here. And you wonder, on a given game, if they'll go a three-inning start for a pitcher. And piggyback, right, maybe a Shelby Miller who makes the baseball team. Craig Counsell, the aforementioned, maybe that's days before I talked to him, was at his press briefing that morning saying Shelby Miller is going to start some games for the Milwaukee Brewers this year. Okay, is that still on the table here for the Brewers? Keeping in mind the roster has expanded to start in this new configuration to 30 players, it's going to bode well for the crew.
I really haven't gotten into this weekend a little bit. I didn't pay a ton of attention to emails and such, but I did start to look at rosters and stuff. And when you think about the five starters, while it's not a bunch of Kershaws, I think it's a deeper starting rotation. But then you think about Hader and the possibility of Knable coming back and feeling really good. Freddy Peralta, if he hits his mark. The mentioned Suter, Corbin Burns. You know, Claudio extends. There's a lot of things there that I think, you know what, if they can just hit. And I think, to me, I know that everybody looks to Christian Yelich. But if Lorenzo Cain bounces back and has a solid season, that changes the look of everything. Because then you're talking about Hira and Smoke and Garcia. And I think then you really, really have something. You know what I mean?
No, you're right on. The Jed Jerko and Eric Sogard at third base, the Justin Smoke and possibly a Logan Morrison along with Braun at first. Then you're going to mix and match in the corners. Yelly's going to move back to left. Avisail Garcia. Brewers fans, get ready for this guy. You're going to love this guy. And as you said, Lorenzo Cain. There's also Ben Gamel in that outfield as well. And then behind the dish, Manny Pena and the new guy, Navarez.
Right.
Navarez is a left-handed stick, and so that's gonna come in really handy. There is a little bit of a taxi squad. One has to be a catcher. There's three players that will travel with the team. One has to be a catcher, but man, just it's infinite with the feel of it, Bill. And I know Craig Counsell last week addressed the media a little bit on this. It's gonna be interesting. You know about as much with this team as anybody. How do they capture the smiling, the throwing of seeds and bubble gum during interviews and staying connected and supporting each other, playing for each other instead of with each other?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested to see if they can capture some sort of, you know, dance, if you will, this connectivity, if you will, because that's extremely important under Craig Counsell.
It, you know what it is? And I had asked Craig that right after things got shut down. And I had said, how do you recapture what you had in that clubhouse when we were down there? And he said two things. He said, one, it's a lot of times it's just up to the veterans. It's how the veterans dictate the clubhouse. And he said, then two, he said, this group just genuinely likes and misses each other. He said, I don't expect it to be a problem. So I don't know if Craig's going to walk in and go, okay, guys, you know, let's go. If it's a rah-rah, upbeat, sunshine up your butt type of thing, or if it's just like we're all just glad to be back playing baseball. But I think every clubhouse and I think every it just feels different. There's a level of trepidation, like, is this really going to happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and how do players handle playing in front of empty stadiums? I mean, that is the thing too. I mean, these guys, you know, ever since they've been little kids, they've wanted the big crowd. They wanted to show off and do their thing and get the accolades and the applause and they'll sign autographs and the whole deal. Some players just feed off that. There's no question about it. Other players would prefer this stoic, just I'm going to do my thing, and they don't dance around too much. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, they got to find a way. All the hugging and celebrating and the dog pile out in the field after a walk-off, that's all gone. How do you recapture that sort of excitement?
Stay tuned. Tim Allen's going to stay with us for another segment. Hang in there. The Bill Michaels Show, right now brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We've got more. A little baseball chatter coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Tim, the rest of the division, it seems like, you know, looking south, David Ross and the Cubs, there's this level of intensity, and he's going to bring it, and Joe Maddon's touchy-feely way is no more. And I don't know what kind of stock I put into the Cubs at this point. Do you?
I will say that the Chicago Cubs are the 85 Bears. How about that?
Okay. And
they win theirs. They get their thing, whatever celebration that was a few years ago. And then they're just never heard from again in terms
okay.
of winning the title. So let's just put that moniker on them. They're the 85 Bears, the Chicago Cubs. So,
okay.
You know the one thing is, you wonder, Bill, also, what kind of damage was done with the bitter negotiations between the league and the players. And you
right.
just wonder how that's going to affect, you know, I've talked in my circles and I'm sure you've heard from your friends and family as well as your listeners that, you know, they're a little bitter about baseball and
right.
some, there's a couple of dudes I was talking to over the weekend that just said, I'm not watching baseball this year. For one, they're acting, you know, like children fighting and going through the media. But number two, it's a weird season anyway. So I can do without. If you look at the average age of a baseball fan that watches it on TV, now this discounts going to the game, this discounts, you know, maybe a fantasy baseball player, it discounts radio listening, it's just in terms of sitting down in front of the tube and watching baseball, 57 years old, Bill, is the average age. Now, to compare, you go down to basketball, which is in the average age to view basketball is in their early 40s. So when you compare the two, I think they need to do some things to clean up the perception, to clean up that bitter taste in the mouth of a baseball fan, because you know it as well as anybody. You know, you get upwards of 57, 67, 87 years old. Sometimes you're a little more of a straight shot, and you just say, you know what, I'm done with that. Now, what
right.
does it say to the younger crowd? That young crowd that needs to be addicted, so they are addicted to baseball into their 40s, 50s, and 60s. I wonder how that's going to play a part, too.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do to – now, I understand they're trying to shorten the game. I get that. The attention span has gotten increasingly less and less. But there's – you know, if I'm a baseball marketer, I think what I do is I get rid of these ridiculous challenges that, you know, have managers standing at the top of the stairs.
Agreed.
I put one guy in each ballpark to try to expedite the game and stop all this nonsense. Obviously, there's, you know, things going on inside a ballpark, but – you know, I love what the Korean League did, where they ended up, they can't have fans, so they started putting up all the young stuff, like SpongeBob SquarePants and all the, yeah, all the dolls and such in the background, you know, which is kind of cool, and it made you giggle, made you laugh a little bit. But there's got to be more to it than just simply just saying that, well, the youth of today can no longer have their attention span held for a really good three-hour baseball game. And certainly I think the advent of the gripping and ripping and the home run and the sabermetrics that talk about launch angle, I think it's got the ruination of the game written all over it.
But at the same time, though, you have to stay true to a tradition here. And I'm not playing old school old man on you. I'm just saying this. Look at it this way, baseball fans. It's the one sport where you can compare generations of statistical information. You can compare Ted Williams to Christian Yelich. And that's a fair comparison because the games are about the same. The rules are generally speaking the same. I know there was a mound change in the late 60s, but you can still compare a Cy Young season from guys that played in the 40s to guys that are playing right now. And I think we need to kind of stay true to that as well. People have been knocking baseball since, 1904. And right, they've always said that this is a slow game and it's going to be this and that. I agree with you on the instant replay. I've not been a big fan of that from the start. We argue more with replay than we did without, number one. Number two, for me to improve the game, Bill, just pitch the baseball.
Right.
Throw the baseball.
Just get rid of it.
I don't want to hear about this getting hurt and nonsense. Just pitch the baseball. Pitch clock. Yeah.
Tim, always great. Great to chat some baseball, and I look forward to listening to you real soon, pal, okay?
Can't wait.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. 85-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.